Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone, it's off to far, far away. This is so exciting! Just on the other side of the short rainbow tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We are witnessing a terrible fall from a wall. Surely you all have heard the woeful tale of Humpty Dumpty, who fell off a wall and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put poor Humpty back together again? Yes. Well, what you might not know is that Humpty Dumpty had been quite the family man before his tumble, and he had a very round and delicate son, not so unlike himself. Today's story is about how Humpty Dumpty's son learned from his father's mistake. It's called Humpty Dumpty's Son. Humpty Dumpty was a smooth, round little boy with a winning smile and a great golden heart in his broad breast. He also happened to be an egg. A famous egg at that, for his father, Humpty Dumpty Sr., is very often portrayed as an egg man tumbling off a wall in a well-known nursery rhyme. Naturally, given what had happened to his father, Humpty Dumpty Jr. was very worried that he might fall and crack open too. He wished to be hard all the way through, for he lived in fear of falling. Every time he walked on the cobblestone streets, and on the rare occasions when he had to run, well, it was positively terrifying for him. So Humpty Dumpty Jr. thought and thought and thought, and decided to seek out the wise old Black Hen for advice. Now, this Black Hen was kind, and she knew about everything, so she was definitely just the right advisor for him to go to with his worries. "Oh, you poor boy," said the hen when Humpty shared his fears with her. "Your father, old Humpty Dumpty Senior," said the hen, "was very foolish, and he never listened to anyone's warnings about safe behavior. Well, you know the nursery rhyme better than all of us, I'm sure. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Oh, so you see, he came to a very bad end just because he was reckless, sitting on that ridiculous wall and would not take a hint from anyone. When he tumbled off that wall, his body was in pieces, the fool. Why, he was basically a scrambled egg. I saw the whole thing, I did. The king, his horses, and his men, they really did do all they could for him, but his case was hopeless. And the hen shook her head sadly at the memory with a cluck, cluck, cluck. What you must do, continued the hen as she wiped a tear from her bright blue eye, is to be more sensible than your father was, Humpty. Go on over to the farmer's wife next door and tell her to put you into a pot of boiling hot water. It will not hurt you after all, and when you come out you will be a boiled egg who can do anything at all without fear. Nothing can break a spongy boiled egg without that cracky old shell. Why, you'll be able to tumble around to your heart's content after being boiled, and you will not break, nor even dent yourself. So Humpty Dumpty Jr. thanked the Black Hen for her advice, and then he rolled in next door, where he told the farmer's wife that he wanted to be put into boiling hot water as he was too brittle with his shell to be of any use to himself or to anyone else. Well, that is very sensible indeed, said the farmer's wife, and I have a very nice idea. I will wrap you up in a piece of colorful spotted cloth, so that you will have a nice colored outfit on when you come out. You'll look as bright and fancy as an Easter egg. So the farmer's wife tied Humpty Dumpty Jr. up in a red, spotty cloth and dropped him into the kettle of boiling water. It was pretty hot for young Humpty at first, and he started to wonder if he'd made the right decision after all. But he soon got used to it, and he was happy, for he felt himself getting harder beneath his shell every minute. Now, when his shell cracked off, it would be no big deal, because he was a boiled egg beneath it. No longer would he be an icky, sticky, runny mess beyond help if he took a tumble. Humpty did not have to stay in the water long before he was quite well done and hard all the way through. So, untying the cloth from around himself, he jumped out of the kettle as tough and as bright as the very finest hard-boiled egg. The spotted cloth had marked him from head to foot with big, bright red spots. He looked a little bit like a circus clown now, and he was nimble and merry as one, too. The farmer's wife shook with laughter to see the pranks of the little fellow, for Humpty Dumpty Jr. frolicked and frisked about from table to chair and mantelpiece. He would fall from the shelf to the floor, just to show how hard he was. And after thanking her most politely for the service she had done him, he walked out into the sunshine, brave as anything on the clothesline, like a fearless tightrope dancer, to see the wide, wide world at last. Having learned from his father's mistake and putting his own fears to rest, Humpty Dumpty went on to live an incredible life filled with adventures. He went east, west, north, and south. He sailed the seas, he walked and rode on the land through all the countries of the earth, and all his life long he was happy and content. Sometimes he worked as a clown in a circus. He would entertain crowds. Sometimes he would work as a wandering musician. He twanged the strings of his banjo and sang a merry song, and so on through all of his travels. He would lighten the cares of others and make them forget their sorrows and fill every heart he touched with joy. Wherever he went, in sunshine or in rain, Humpty Dumpty Jr. never forgot to sing the praises of the wise Black Hen, nor of the good, kind farmer's wife, who had given him a new lease on life, hardened him against sorrow, and set him on the path towards providing cheer and comfort for others. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.